So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Hopefully you guys are all doing good today. We are in the next day of our Traffic Secrets launch, talking about Traffic Secrets and the book and how you traffic your funnels and a bunch of other amazing things. I hope you guys enjoyed the last few days. We've had a fun time to go through some of the things in the books and the concepts. So far, like well over 10,000 of you guys have ordered the book, which is amazing. I think it's like 3,000 or 4,000 of you guys have bought the audiobook, which is the upsell order form bumps, which I'm super grateful for because I spent 3 days locked down in a recording studio recording that for you guys. So thank you for making that time not a waste of my time and energy. It's crazy. For those who've never done an audiobook, you literally you have headphones on and you're reading the book and there's someone listening to everything. And if you mess up, you have to stop and they go back and you just go again. If they stop, you mess up, you stop. Anyway, after reading through all, I did all three books over 7 days. It was a nightmare being stuck in a little spot like this and you can't move while you're talking and you can't mess up. And you have to keep your energy high for like 8 hours a day. It's really, really hard. But there were over 6,700 cuts where I messed up. I had to go back and fix to read all three of these books, .com Expert in Traffic. So anyway, and I've got a dozen or so of you guys messaging me saying you listened to the entire audiobook already, which is crazy. Took me 3 days to read and you listen to it in a day, which is, I don't know, makes me happy. Also, people said the hard thing is that you can't listen at 2x speed because it's already at like 8x speed because that's how you get Russell Brunson. I only come in 8x speed. I don't come any slower than that. Anyway, which is kind of fun though. But anyway, the Traffic Secrets audiobook is the order form bump. And then, by the way, I don't know, probably 200 of you guys have messaged me on Instagram like, how do I get the box set? Like, okay, when you buy the book, the only way you go buy the Traffic Secrets book, and the upsell is like, hey, do you want the entire Secrets trilogy? And if you say yes, then we'll ship the whole thing on May 5th. If you say no, then you don't get the whole thing. Anyway, so that's coming there. And the other thing is that one of the upsells is the audiobooks for all three. So if you want to geek out during this this quarantine time and listen to all three of the audiobooks, that may or may not be an opportunity. But you got to go check out the funnel to even know. So if you go to trafficsecrets.com, you will get a free copy of the Traffic Secrets book. The order form bumps like, do you want the audio? You're like, yes, I want the audiobook. Boom, you got the audiobook. Next upsell's like, hey, do you want the entire box set? Because you'd be crazy not to. And you're like, yeah, I want the box set. And you say yes. And it's like, do you also want the audiobook of the box set? You're like, yes. So that's how it works. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the funnel. Like, I always tell people buy it slowly because it's fun to go through the process and see what we did. All right. So today, hopefully this works a little better. Yesterday, my Instagram was muffled. Hopefully you guys can hear me. And then my Facebook/YouTube video camera crashed 9 minutes in because somebody tried to call me. So I've locked down all these things. This is my own personal studio out of my quarantine trying to make sure this is all going to work for you guys. Hopefully it's working today. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Hopefully nobody calls through. I tried to block everybody. We can just hang out and have some fun. This video behind me is trafficsecrets.com. If you're like, what is that? What are you saying on that video, Russell? You can just click on that button and you can watch it. So anyway, everyone said, where do I get the whole box? I literally just said, you get the entire box. So the only way to get the box right now is you go to trafficsecrets.com, you buy the book, and I say buy loosely because it's free. You just cover shipping and handling. So it's $9.95 US or $19.95 international. These ship on May 5th. So there's a little bit of delay because the way the publishers work is the publishing date is May 5th. We had rolled out earlier. Anyway, it's a long story, but the books, that's how you get the book. And then the audiobook, you can get immediate access to, so you can listen to it today. And then the box set is the first upsell. So if you want to upgrade the box set, which I highly recommend, because this is my life's work. Is this crazy? Like, people say sometimes, like, this is my life's work. Like, literally, this is my life's work. It's all here. It's in the .com Secrets book. It's all my life's work about how to build funnels. This is the new hardbound updated version. There's over 30,000 new words in this. Actually, it's more than that. This book started at 58,000 words. I ended up deleted probably 20, 25, 30,000 words and ended up over 90,000. Expert Secrets, same thing. This one started at 60,000. I think I deleted 20 something thousand words and then it ended up being over 90,000. Almost 90,000. And Traffic Secrets is like 94,000. So this is my life work. It's updated. They all work together. When you get these, I would highly recommend going in order. I would listen to .com series first, then Expert, then Traffic. If you've read these in the past, they've all been updated. They're all new. Like, this is 5 years worth of experience rewoven back into the books. That's all. Anyway, so there you go. There's a pitch for the box set, but it's going to be awesome. So today, what I want to do, I'm going to go back through Traffic Secrets. All right, Traffic Secrets. And we're going to go dive deeper. So I've been reading parts of this and telling you stories from this book over the last couple days. I'm going to keep – hopefully you guys are enjoying this. If you're liking this, let me know in the comments down below. I'm enjoying doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it if you guys like. Unless you're like, this is horrible, Russell, I just want the book or the audiobook, I can stop. But I'm enjoying this. I'm in quarantine anyway, so might as well hang out with my friends talking about my new book. So – all right, so if you go through this, the first video, I talked about the preface, I don't know how you say that, and I talked about how there's a storm coming, and it's crazy, like, I started writing this book 2 years ago, and I would never know that we would launch this in the middle of this epidemic where, you know, we're all staying at home, we're all quarantined, and businesses are failing left and right now because of just... Anyway, I'm not going to go deep into it, but it's a scary, scary time. And like your ability to get customers in the door, not just like crappy customers, but your dream customers, has everything to do with your business if it survives or if it doesn't, right? Like this is literally your life preserver. I'm throwing it to you right now for you to master because this is going to keep fuel, traffic, people coming into your business right now. And in a couple months from now, when the quarantines are lifting, things are shifted, it'll give you the ability to thrive, to regrow your business. Like all the things happen. But like this is this nice like moment you have to go through and like master these principles and really understand them. So literally, the introduction is called There's a Storm Coming. And now we're in the middle of the storm. So not going to say I'm calling my shot or calling the future, but anyway, just kidding. All right, so that was the first day. And then we did the book launch. And then that day I talked about chapter one, Who is Your Dream Customer? We talked about away from pleasure towards pain. No, away from pain towards pleasure. Then yesterday we started talking about the searcher and the scroller. Understand the two differences of your dream customer. Like, are they searching or are they scrolling? And which networks are different, right? Talked about searching, how it's like Google, YouTube, Quora, all the search platforms. Then the social platforms where you're doing interruption marketing, like Facebook, Instagram, also YouTube. Both, which is kind of fun. I want to do that. Understand the differences because the way we structure our funnels and our ads are different based off this interruption versus search. Now today we're moving into secret number two. Where are they hiding? What? Where are who hiding? Okay, so if secret number one is all about figuring out who is your dream customer, secret number two is figuring out like where are these people actually congregating? Where are they hiding? Where are they at online? And so that's what I'm gonna kind of go into here to talk about. And I'm gonna repart. You guys give I read a little bit of this? I don't know. I don't have to. If you want me to read it, be in the comments, be like, read it, Russell. Read some of the book. Because I could tell you the story, but I already wrote it. Okay, I'm going to read part of it. Here we go. Secret number two, where are they hiding? One day in college, I knew I was supposed to be doing homework, but my ADHD mind couldn't take it anymore. I had to stop writing, even if it was just for a few minutes. I looked around to make sure no one else was looking, and then opened up a new tab on my browser. I started typing www.themat.com, and then within seconds, I was taken to a new universe, a universe occupied by hundreds of thousands of wrestlers just like me all around the world. This was our playground where we could talk about wrestling, post pictures and videos, and debate about who was going to win every match happening in the next big tournament. I read a few articles and watched a video showing a new way to finish a single leg takedown. Afterwards, I went to the forums. Oh, how I love the forums. Who's better, Dan Gable in his prime or Kale Sanderson now? Someone had just posted. Of course I had an opinion, and it took everything I had to not spend the next 90 minutes writing my thoughtful response about how if we shrunk Kale down to Dan's size and took him in a time machine back to the 70s, Kale would have destroyed Dan head-to-head. But I knew I couldn't. My paper was due the next day, and I was locked away in study hall until it was done. Angrily, I closed down the tab and sat back in my chair to stretch before I made the trip back to reality. As I was leaning back, I started looking at my other wrestling friends who were locked away in study hall with me because of our bad grades. As I glanced toward our 133-pounder, I noticed a smile on his face. What? What could he be smiling about in study hall? As I shifted my gaze from his face to his monitor, I saw it. He was also on themat.com, and he was writing his comments on why he thought Dan would actually beat Kale. Then, looking at the other wrestlers in the room, I decided I had to know what they were doing. Faking like I had to go to the bathroom, I stood up and started to walk past their desk. I looked at our 157-pounder screen. Yep, he was looking at themat.com too. The 178-pounder? Themat.com. But what about our heavyweight? He had to be actually doing his homework, right? Nope, he was also on themat.com, and as I passed his computer, I quickly read his forum reply that Bruce Baumgartner, two-time Olympic heavyweight champ and four-time Olympic medalist, would beat both Dan and Kale at the same time. What? Was he crazy? There's no way that Kale would lose to Bruce. And that's when it hit me. Themat.com was our little corner of the internet. All the wrestlers in Study Hall were congregated on that website talking about wrestling. But we weren't the only ones. Wrestlers in other colleges across the country, along with high school wrestlers and their parents, were on the website too. All around the world, hundreds of thousands of people were all together in this one spot to talk about the topic that we love most, wrestling. Honestly, this is the real power of the internet. It has allowed us to connect with like-minded people in a way that wasn't possible before. It allowed each of us with our unique and sometimes weird hobbies and interests to congregate with our people to discuss the things that meant the most to us. I'm going to stop. What do you guys think? Is that getting you excited? Oh man, it's so much fun. I have a lot of stories in this book about that. But that is the power of congregations. So you guys have to understand, secret number one, we really identified who is our dream customer. And in the book, I go through a bunch of exercises that go deep into that. But after you know who they are, right, then you got to figure out, now, where are these people hanging out? That's the real power of the internet, right? We figure out who our dream customer are. We figure out where they're congregating. And our job is to figure out, okay, here they are. Here's all the wrestlers in the world that are on these websites. If you're in fitness, here's all the fitness people who are reading these blogs. They're on these email newsletters. They're following this person on Instagram, this person on Facebook, right? Or if you're into cooking, where are the people interested in cooking? Where are they already congregating, right? Our job as marketers is not to go generate traffic, right? People are always like, I need to create traffic. No, you don't need to create traffic. Traffic's already there. People are already there. They're already congregating based on what they're interested in. Your job is to figure out where are those congregations, and I need to come out there and I got to throw out my hooks in those congregations, right? So if I figure out there's 100,000 wrestlers here, I'm selling wrestling products, what do? I come over to that congregation, I throw a hook in, and I try to grab those people out of that. In fact, I have a cool image. You guys want to see a cool image? I doodle. I'm a doodler, so, you know, that's what I do. In fact, the Traffic Secrets book, I think, has more doodles per page than any of my other books, but here you can check out. This is the doodle I did for this. So here's the world, right? And throughout the world, there's random people who are interested in your topic all around the world, and they're all congregating together in a spot, right? So for all the wrestlers in the world, they're all congregating on themat.com. All the internet marketers in one spot. All the tennis players are someone. All the people in health and fitness. All the people who are interested in whatever you do, cooking, cleaning, legal advice, whatever. Like, whatever your thing is. Everyone's got a different thing, right? Whatever your thing is, all people are there, and they're all congregating on a certain website. So your job as the marketer here is not to go create traffic. You're not coming here, like, trying to drum up business, right? You go to the marketplace, right? This is the marketplace for your people. They're all hanging out already. Stephen Larson, I'm going to quote later in the book, we talk more about this, but he talked about people think that the market is their dream customer. It's like, no. The market is not your dream customer. The market is where the dream customer goes, right? So if you're gonna wake up in the morning and sorry, of course somebody's always gotta try to call in the middle of Facebook Live. All right, Instagram Live. Okay, I'm back. Someone tried to call. But you don't go to the market's not the person, you go to the market, right? Like if I want to take my family and go to the market, we're the dream customers, we wake up, we drive to the market, we're there, right? Same thing, like this is the market, this is where your people are all going to. Okay, so you gotta figure out where's your market. And then you as a marketer, you go to the market and you throw in your hooks and you grab those people and pull them into your funnels and take them through your process, right? And you have no idea which hooks are going to work. So you have a bunch of hooks. You're throwing different hooks in here until you figure out this is the hook that grabs these people. We pull them in and then we go and we can serve them through our funnels, okay? So that's the big secret to understand. Who's your dream customer? Then where are they hanging out? After I figure out where they're hanging out, then I just go figure out how do I get their attention? Like, what do I do to throw out hooks, right? We talked yesterday about interruption marketing, right? So if I know that, like, hey, my dream people, they're interested in business, they're on Facebook right now, so I know I can target their interests, like people interested in business or people interested in Tony Robbins or whoever, right? I figure out who my dream customer, what are they passionate about, figure out what they're interested in, then I go to Facebook or I go to YouTube or I go to Instagram or wherever I'm trying to go interrupt them at. I'm like, okay, they're all hanging out here talking about the thing, I'm gonna interrupt them, I'm gonna throw my hooks in there, and if I do that right, we talked about this yesterday, if I do that, I throw my hook in there, I get their attention just for a moment, right? Just long enough that I can then tell them a story to build up the perceived value, what I have to offer, and then I offer them the thing. That's the magic, you guys. This game becomes really fun when you start understanding the principles. It's not difficult. A lot of times people think, oh, this is complicated or hard or whatever. It's like, no, it's really simple. Traffic is simple when you understand. All this is really becoming super hyper clear on who your dream customer is. That's what all of chapter one here in the book is all about. Who is your dream customer? And then number two is, now that I know who they are, where are they congregating? Where are they already hanging out? Okay, again, I'm not trying to create traffic. I'm trying to figure out where's traffic already at, where are they already congregating, where are they already hanging out at. Okay, where's the marketplaces that are already there? I'm going to go find those marketplaces. I'm going to drive to them. I'm going to throw my hooks out, try to get their attention just long enough I can tell them a story. After I tell them a story, and the goal of the story is to increase the perceived value of what I'm selling, and then I make them the offer. And that is the game. That is the game that we are playing. So Josh said, what's the advice you give a 24-year-old looking to get into business? Step number one, you need to understand this business. I would go get the book, read it, master it, learn it, apply it. After you read the book, I would go find somebody else's business and work for free for them and apply these principles. Go drive traffic for them and like prove that you know what you're talking about. After you've done that and you've got some success for someone, then you can go say, hey, I read this book. I know how to get traffic. I did traffic for this guy for free. He's blowing up his business right now. Even in the middle of this economic downturn, because these principles work in an up economy and a down economy, then go and tell someone else, like, I did this for somebody else. I would love to do service for you and start doing services initially. Okay, if you have no idea where to start, like start by mastering the skills in here and do the service. I wrote the .com secrets book, and people from around the world learned these processes, and some applied in their own business, and some who didn't know what to do yet took these and started applying to other people's businesses. They became funnel builders. They became things like that. We had an event last summer called Unlock the Secrets. So it was a family event. We had a lot of kids there and things like that. And one of the guys there, Noah Lenz, he was, I think, 12 or 13 at the time, came and spoke. He said, I read the .com secrets book. I listened to your podcast and I started building funnels for other people. And I asked him, I said, how much do you charge people for fun to build a funnel for him right now? He said, I used to charge $25,000, but I stopped because I had so much business. He's like, now, I only build funnels for equity. I was like, you're a 13-year-old kid and you only build funnels for equity, for crying out loud. And how did Noah do it? He read the .com secrets book to master funnel building, okay? I've got a ton of people now who have read the expert secrets book and mastered storytelling. And now they have agencies helping people build stories, okay? They're getting people to read the traffic secrets book, they master it and start agents. So if you don't know where to start yet, learn the principles, master them, understand them, and then do them for other people, okay? If you have a business, learn them and master them and do them for yourself. I don't care. The principles work, whether it's your business or somebody else's, but now is the time to learn it. So, ooh, someone's asking, what's in the Unlock the Secrets book? You have to find out. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with something amazing. Just kidding. Anyway, so there's some hints about section number two here, secret number two. I'm trying to think if I'm going to go any deeper today. Who's your dream customer? Where are they hiding? Yeah, I'll go deeper tomorrow into, yeah, these chapters are long. There's a lot of cool stuff. A lot of tons of doodles you can see in here. So I will wrap it for today. Tomorrow we're going to start talking about now, who's your dream customer? Where are they congregating? Tomorrow we're going to get to the next concept, which is called the Dream 100. And some of you guys think you know what that means? I'm going to tell you what it actually means. We're going to walk through that tomorrow. So it'll be fun. Anyway, if you guys don't have a copy of your book yet, it is time. Okay? They're flying off the shelves. They're free. You just cover the shipping handling. They're trafficsecrets.com. And you can go get it. On top of that, there's a bunch of amazing, insane bonuses. In fact, I wish I could scroll down on my computer back here. If you scroll down, there's some crazy bonuses. There's an hour-long presentation I did at Funnel Hacking Live teaching about traffic secrets. You get that immediately. You can start watching it. There's a video there from Prince EA, the man who had over 3 billion views on his videos. His presentation is one of the bonuses there to help show you how to make videos that go viral. Peng Jun, who did a presentation for Funnel Hacking Live about how he spends a weekend and builds all of he has a process. He spends a weekend, he records a bunch of videos, and that is all of the assets he uses to drive traffic from every platform. His presentation's in there. A bunch of other bonus, I think it's like 4 or 5 hours of bonus presentations you get immediately the second you get the book. I could easily sell each of those for $97 by themselves. But you get them for free when you get the book, for free. So it's like, if you hate free, then don't get the book. But if you like free, you should go to trafficsecrets.com and get your copy of the book. And then for any of you guys who are like, I want to get this into my head today, I'm sitting around and bored. The audiobook, this book doesn't ship till May 5th because we're going through an amazing publisher, Hay House. And the pub date, for anyone who's ever written a book before, there's a pub date. The pub date is May 5th. 2 days ago, March 17th was the day I was first allowed to talk about this and start doing pre-orders. And May 5th is the day it ships. So we're in pre-order phase right now. But the good news is I spent 3 days in a studio reading this entire book, and the audiobook is available right now. So you can go and get it today. It is the order form bump. So when you get the free book, if you want to upgrade and get the audiobook and start listening to it right now, and you can dump all this info into your brain without waiting any longer. So anyway, that's kind of fun. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this. For those of you guys who are in quarantine, go get this stuff and you got something to study with your wife and your kids and your family, your spouse, your significant other, whatever it is, your business partners. You can go start watching this stuff right now and start understanding these principles. Now there's this weird time where the nation and the world is all pausing for a second. And you can pause and go Netflix and chill, or you can stop and use this time to get this information into your brain so you can master it so that when the economy, we have a chance to sort of go start going full out again in the economy, you'll be able to succeed. So now is the time, you guys. Okay. Someone said, do you think the book is free? Yes. So my hard cost on these books is a lot. I paid for the entire hard cost. I have to pay a shipping house to ship them. So there's people that take them, they put them in the box, they put the potions in the postman, takes these things, they do the process, and then some guy walks to your house and hand delivers it. So you've got to cover those costs. I cover the cost for printing this book. I paid for it. It is 300 and it's a big book. 327 pages. So I paid for that. You do have to pay for the shipping though, because I'm not going to do everything for you. If you're not willing to pay for someone to come hand deliver it to your house, it's not going to be the right business for you. You are going to struggle in all things in life, especially running a business. So, but if you're willing to pay $10 to get this thing hand delivered to your house from the U.S. Postal Office, there you go. All you gotta do is go to trafficseekers.com and get your copy now. Anyway, with that said, you guys, I appreciate you all. Thank you so much for everything. You guys are awesome, and I'm having so much fun sharing these traffic secrets with you guys. Now is the time to double down, master the skill, learn it, understand it for yourself, for other people's business, whatever it is. Like, this is a skill set. If you master this and understand it and learn it, it'll serve you for the rest of your life, no matter what business you are in. Okay? We always say that the people that can drive traffic in a business are the rainmakers. They can make it rain. If you can make it rain, you can write your own paycheck for the rest of your life. Whether it be your own business and you go in there and you make it rain for your own business, or you do it for other people's businesses. Okay? The rainmakers are the ones who can do anything. You know, they set their own paychecks, they negotiate. Like, the person can come into business and say, hey, your business is struggling, I can turn on the rain. Okay? And like, well, how much does it cost? Like, I just want 20% of your business. Like, I can't do that. Well, you're going to go under otherwise. Okay, well, make it rain. You can make it rain and you get equity in companies. Like the skill set will be the most valuable thing you can learn, and you're getting it for $10 of shipping and handling. This is 15 years of my life work about everything I know about how to get traffic, and it's all here for you guys today. So anyway, I appreciate you guys. Go to trafficseekers.com, get it. Oh, and if you want, again, the order form bump, you can get the audiobooks I'm listening today. The upsell is this entire huge box set, where if you want, you can get the .com Secrets, Expert Secrets, Traffic Secrets book, and the Unlock the Secrets workbook to go with it. For those who don't know, .com Secrets is the first book I wrote. This is, in fact, if you look at the subtitles, I'll go through the subtitles because it'll help you understand with how they all work together. .com Secrets is the underground playbook for growing your company online with sales funnels. Okay, this is the new updated hardbound version. It's like almost twice as big as the original version. And the only place you get the hardbound version right now is as the upsell at trafficseekers.com. Number two is Expert Secrets, which is the underground playbook for converting your online visitors into lifelong customers. So this one's how to build funnels. This is how to communicate to people when they come to your funnels. Okay, you notice on my pages, there's videos, there's presentations, there's things that are happening, there's ads that are like, how do you communicate? How do you use persuasion? How do you master story selling? Things like that. That's what this book's all about. Number two, this is not about how to get on stage and speak for a million people. This is about how to master your message and putting it on your online platform, aka your funnels. So here, how to build the funnels, how to communicate inside the funnels. And then number three here is how to get traffic or people into those funnels, into said funnels. So these three work hand in hand to help you to grow your company. Which one's my favorite? They're all my favorite. I bled blood, sweat, and tears to get these to you. This is 16, 17 years of my life work all put into here. And then Unlock the Secrets is your underground playbook for scaling your company to the Two Comma Club and beyond. This is a workbook that'll go with the other books. As you are going through .com Secrets, you're going to be filling out the blanks and getting all the stuff here. As you're going through Expert Secrets, you're going to be filling out the blanks. And this will become your workbook for your business. Okay, so as you're learning these concepts, these principles, this becomes where you document and you write them down, your thoughts, your ideas, and this will become your playbook for you to be able to go and dominate and take over the world, whatever world it is that you are serving, your business, your people. So there you go. There's the box set. And again, you ship May 5th, but you can pre-order right now at trafficseekers.com to get the book. The only way to get the box set right now is the upsell inside of the book. So you go to trafficseekers.com, get the book, upgrade to the Secrets box. All this entire thing will ship May 5th, but the audiobook's available now. Plus, there's insane bonuses. There's like 5 hours of video bonuses just when you get the book and a bunch of other cool things. So now is the time, my friends. Yeah, you can get the audiobook. Yes, I'm sorry, I prefer audio. I listen to it. Yes, you can get the audiobook right now, but you got to go to trafficseekers.com to get it. So, all right, guys, that's all I got for today. I'll be back tomorrow to share with you guys more from secret number two, which is all about the Dream 100, which is the next step in this process. So, thanks, you guys. Appreciate you all. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.